This sale is only for one copy of this shear. Reproduction in any type or form is strictly prohibited.
Men hey, Amit Ale. Six shears before the mission, only Abashi. The first, we'll talk about what you learned before. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim both say that Hetam is Sarah for Isa, we do not say everywhere in the Torah. They both agree, we say Tam Ki Ika everywhere in the Torah. Now, first explain to your neighbors who might not have been present what it means. The Tam Ki Ika, everybody agrees, is Minat Torah. And Heta Mesav Leisha, everybody agrees, is not followed the whole Atzer except in one place. Explain that to your neighbor, whatever it means. Now, what's more? There's a difference between them, however, machlekes, in the matter of Noza. Mishras is written by Noza. Rabbi Kiva says, is Heta Mitzara for Israel. And Rachom would say, no, Mishras by Noza comes for Tam Ki Ika. Rabbi Kiva says we don't need Mishras for Tam Ki Ika because you learn Tam Ki Ika from Geulei Nochrim. So again now, so I want you to talk it over. That's a Tam Shis of the previous sugya. Again, Rabbi Kiva holds that by Nozir, Mishras comes to tell us Tam Ki Ika. But Rabbi Kiva says also by Chatas it says Tam Ki Ika. Now the Torah didn't have to write by Chatas, you could have learned Chatas from Nozir. But the Shnei Ksuvim Roim Ke'echo to tell us that nowhere else was the Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael. So by Nozir, Mishras says Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael, according to Rabbi Kiva. And also by Chatas, Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael. So Shnei Ksuvim Roim Ke'echo, Eim Elamdim. So nowhere else in the Torah is Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael. The Chachamim say, Mishras comes to Tam Ki Ika. And by Chathis, yes, Heta Vesara Blisa. But you can learn from Kochim. Chathis is Kochim. So you can learn Kol Adela Kula. Heta Vesara Blisa from Chathis. Chathis is Kochim, and Kochim is Yerba Matna. So again, both of them hold everywhere else, and they totally don't say Heta Vesara Blisa. Rabbi Kiva says by Nozir and by Chathas you do say. The Chachamim say by Chathas you say, not by Nozir. So I'll say it once more, then you repeat it. Rabbi Kiva holds Nozir Mishras by Nozir comes to Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael. Also by Chathas. So it's next to him going Ke'echo, Eim Elamdim. So everywhere else in the Torah, you don't say Hetam Mitzara for Yisrael. What does he know? Tam Kika from Geulei Nochrim. The Chachamim say, by Chathas, it had to be Sahel Yisrael. And nobody can learn from Chathas because you can't learn from Kochim. Nozir Mishras is with Tam Ki Ika. And we learn from that the whole Atzer Kule, the Tam Ki Ika. But had to be Sahel Yisrael, you can't learn, but the only place to learn it, going home, is from Chathas. And Chathas is Kochim. Keep talking it over now. Mem Hei Amid Ali. Six shulas before the mission. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahane. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says, Mishra is by Noses, but Yatam Sarah Hu Yisrael, Rabbi Kasha. Now, a whole day time, you learn about Isaac. Mikola Asher Ye Ose, Migefen Hayayin. A Nose is also in anything that is made from grapevines. Mechal Sanim, seeds, the Azog, and even the peels, nothing. Limit, a posse comes to teach, Al Yisure Nose, Shem Estofim Zemse, that they add up together, all the things that Asher Tan Asher. Let's say there's not a whole kezias of seeds, but some seeds and some peels together add up to a kezias for Noza to be Eva. Now the question is this. Now, Rabbi Akiva is of a heter mistaf, even real heter is added to the Isa to make it a kezias. So Isa of Isa, my boy, Isa. To Isa, you have to tell me that it's added together. And he wouldn't hold Heta Mistafel Isa, all right. So you have to tell me two different Isurim add up to a Kizayas by the Dini Ranozim. But since we say that Heta also adds up, let's say you have a half Kizayas of Isa, a half Kizayas of Heta stuck together, it adds up. So if it adds up, even Heta to Isa, so Isa surely adds up to Isa. So I don't need a passing that Isurim knows it. Isa adds up to Isa. Or Malaysia answers the difference. Isa be heta glasahat. The heta misahat with Isa if they're eaten together. They ain't the heta, they're stuck together with Isa. That's a half kezias of heta, half kezias of Isa stuck together. And they ate it at once? Yes. But suppose he ate the Isa first, then he ate the heta, even though they're stuck together. Then it's considered like the heter was separate, because the heter is separate. But Isa of Isa, Zeh Hazeh. So he ate a half kezias of chatzanim of seeds. And then he ate a half kezias of the fields, it adds up, even though he's not eating it at one time. It adds up to kezias, and it's five months to sit there. The Mishnah. Motzeik dough, shebesid ke'areva, in the cracks of a kneading trough. Areva is a trough in which they knead the dough to make bread. So there are cracks in the wood of that keli, and the cracks are stuck dry dough. Now the question is, when you have to get rid of your chametz on Pesach, do you consider that chametz? You have to clean out the cracks. What do you say? Since it's filling the cracks, we look at it like cement. It's like glue. And we don't have to take it out? That's a question. Since the dough fills the cracks and it hardens, so maybe it's considered like glue, and it's no longer considered like chametz. So he says, Im yesh kezayas v'mokeh mechad chai v'loi. If there's a whole kezayas of dough in one place, even though it's hardened dough, as in a crack, you have to get rid of it before Pesach. If not, if it's less than a kezayas, bottle be me utay. It's bottle because it's too little to be a isa. Now, according to the Torah, it's only eva midaraisa has a kezayas. Less than a kezayas, it's not eva balyavai balyamasa. But the hachamim said you shouldn't have it. But if it's stuck and dried in the crack, and the rest of the kezayas is mutter to keep. So now we're learning here that we need two things. It has to be in a crack. If it's anywhere else stuck on the side, you have to take it and scrape it off and throw it out, even less than the kezayas. With the rabbanan, you're afraid to get rid of it. But if it's stuck inside of a crack like paste, it's hardened like glue, and less than a kezayas, two advantages. It's stuck in the crack, the sid ke'areva, and less than a kezayas, then you can let it remain. The chayin linyan tumah, and same as tumah. On Pesach, let's say, if a dead sheretz would touch the keli becomes tummy. Suppose the dead sheretz didn't touch the keli. There was a piece of dough stuck on the side of the keli. And the dead sheretz touched the dough. The dough is tamei, but the keli is not tamei, because the dough is not the keli. A piece of dough on the side of the keli is not considered something permanent. Sooner or later, we scrape it off. But a piece of dough stuck in a crack, and then the dead shells touch the dough in the crack. So the question is, the dough in the crack is considered part of the keli. So the keli is tamei. Even though the dead shells didn't touch the keli itself, just touched the dough. So therefore, if you say, if it's less than the kezias and it's stuck in the crack, and you don't have to get rid of it on Pesach, because it's considered bottled to the keli, it's part of the keli, then there's a chumra. The dead shells would touch the dough, the keli is also tamei, because it's like touching the keli. However, suppose a piece of dough is not in the crack, even though it's less than the kezias, and dead shells touched it, the keli is not tamei, but the dough doesn't belong to the keli. Suppose it was a kezias of dough stuck in the crack. Since you have to take it out, even though it's stuck and hardened in the crack, the kezias have to take out. So the dead shells touch that kezias, the keli is not tamei, because it's not part of the keli. Stay inside. Now, what we're learning here is provisional. Temporary, the pshat. Because we have to learn the Mishnah with some pshat, so we'll learn the provisional pshat. So first he said, "Chein l'inyan atumin," when it's before Pesach, and it has certain dinim, when it's chayav levoya, or not chayav levoya, that affects also the din of a dead shell that touches, like it was explained just now. Then he adds, all year around, when there's no dinim, that you have to get rid of chametz. So then the criterion is as follows. Imak pid ola. If he minds that piece of dough that's stuck to the areva, means he intends to scrape it off, that's not part of the areva, chayitz. It intervenes between the sheretz and the keli. So the keli is toya. The reitzah b'kiyumet. But he wants that piece of chametz to remain on the keli, so he's mevatla to the keli, then hareyu ki hareyu is like the keli itself, and there shalas touch the chametz, the keli is tamei. So all year around, we don't have the criterion of chametz. When there's Pesach, and there's certain dinim, you have to get rid of it, let's say, and the kezias that's stuck in a crack. So he said, you have to get rid of it. You can't hold it in the Pesach. Since you have to get rid of it, so it's not considered part of the keli, dead shells would touch it, the keli is toya. But suppose it's not Pesach, it's Purim, and you have a kezias stuck in a crack. You're not ready to get rid of it. So suppose he's willing to let it stay there. Once it is stay there, it's paste. So then, even though it's a kezias, it's already part of the keli, as long as Pesach didn't come, and the dead shell touches that kezias, the keli is toher. But when Pesach comes, and he has to get rid of it, then when the dead shell also touches that kezias in the crack, like it touched the keli, and it's like it didn't touch the keli, and the keli is toher. Again, on Purim, I didn't say it right, on Purim, when there was a kezias stuck in the crack, not willing to get rid of it. And he's willing to let it stay. So a dead shell has touched that kezias, it's like touching the keli is tamei. When on Pesach, when the kezias is stuck in the crack, he has to get rid of it. So the kezias is not considered like the keli. A dead shell has touched the kezias, the keli is toya. Explain that to your neighbors. Oh, my Rabbi, you don't know Shmuel. Lo Shon, when did we learn that a kezias, even though it's stuck in a crack, he has to get rid of it for Pesach, in a place where it doesn't help, it's not made to strengthen. It means, in this kneading trough, they put flour and put water. Now the water always goes to the bottom. Water always flows to the bottom of the vessel. If there are cracks, the water might drip out. So that's a mokim osri lechazik. There, it's more useful to him if there's dry dough stuck in the cracks of the body, because there it's essential to mend those cracks. So he said, when do you say a kezias, even in the crack? You have to get rid of it on Pesach. If the cracks are higher up, where you don't need it so much to be mechazik, to strengthen the areva. There, a kezias, you have to get rid of it. Only less than a kezias you can keep. But if it cracks at the bottom, where you need it to prevent the water from dripping out, and even if it's a kezias, he doesn't have to get rid of it. So what is he telling us? When did we learn the Mishnah? A kezias that's dried in a crack, you have to take it out for Pesach. If the crack is not at the bottom, it's on the sides. But the crack is at the bottom, there he's eager that the crack should be mended. He wants a crack to be plugged up by dry dough, so the water shouldn't come out. And therefore, there, even a kezias, if it's stuck in one of those cracks at the bottom, it doesn't have to get rid of it. So we say, Miklal, we infer from that, the pachas mekezias, if it's less than the kezias, afilo b'mokim, she'nosu l'chazik, in the chayvah. Less than the kezias, if it's stuck in a crack that's higher up, where you don't need it to mend, because the water is not there, water is at the bottom. So if there's less than a kezias, and one of those less important cracks higher up, he doesn't have to get rid of it. Pachas mekezias don't require that they should be in the bottom cracks too. So a kezias, when the letters remain for Pesach, has to be stuck in the bottom crack. When they crack higher up, a kezias have to get rid of it. But less than a kezias, even though it's in a less essential crack, a higher up crack, it's mutter to keep, say that.
Okay. I guess you're right, because it has to be that way. You're right.
According to this lashon, we're not machmir unless there are two chumras, two disadvantages. If there's one advantage, then you're smuta. If it's less than a kezias, then we don't care if it's not also lechazik, it's mutter. If it's also lechazik, we don't care if it's even kezias. When is it also? If it's a kezias and an amokim shein also lechazik. So it has to have two chumras to be also. The chumra of a kezias and the chumra, it's a crack shein also lechazik. So once more. If it's a amokim also lechazik, we don't care if it's a kezias, you can keep it. If it's less than a kezias, even mokim shein osho lechazik, you can keep it. When is osho to keep it on Pesach? If it's two chumras. If it's a kezias, and a mokim shein osho lechazik. Talk that around. Now the second lashon says, even one chumra is enough to make it osho. As follows. Ike de maasi, some learn on this sefer. Sefer says, imla, if it's not a kezias, bottle be mute. It's bottle because it's too small. It's talking about less than a kezias. Omar, you don't make more. Loshan, when do you learn that less than a kezias you can keep? If it's a crack at the bottom where it's essential to plug up the crack, there are less than a kezias you can keep. But suppose there's a crack higher up where it's not so important to plug it up. Chayav levoya, even though it's less than a kezias. Mikhlal, we infer from this, the kezias, it's a whole kezias, nothing will help. Afilu b'mokim osho lechazik is chayav levoya. But this lashon holds that even one disadvantage makes it osho. If it's a kezias, we don't care where it is. Even mokim osho lechazik is osho. If it's not mokim osho lechazik, even less than kezias is osho. When is it mutter? It has two advantages. It's less than the kezias and also mokim osho lechazik. So the first lashon says it's not osho until it has two disadvantages. One disadvantage is mutter. Second lashon says it's not mutter until it has both advantages, less than the kezias and mokim osho lechazik. Talk that over. Tanya learned the baraisa kelishne kamo. And Tanya kelishne baraisa, you learn two baraisas. And the baraisas are contradictory. Tanya learned the baraisa kelishne kamo. Both say kshibisit ki areva bim mokim osho lechazik. You hear that? their place, whereas necessarily, because it's at the bottom of the keli, and the chaitzis. In no case is it a chaitzis. I mean, even a chazayas. It's considered part of the keli, and the dead sheretz tested, the keli is tamei. Being the eva, it's not eva by keeping it. Even though it's a chazayas, but it's a mokim or still a chazik. It's bottled to the keli. Or be mokim or still a chazik, chaitzis. A place where it's higher up, where you don't need it, to protect the keli from dripping out of the water, it's a chaitzitz. It's considered not part of the keli. And their shells were touched, the keli is toil. Eva, and it's Eva, by not removing it, kezayas. Because our pocher be kezayas, we don't make any conditions. Our feel of the mokim, she knows the chazik, and the chaitzitz, we know Eva. Not a chitzer, even though it's stuck in a crack, because it's a mokim shein osu lechazik. Not so important it should be there in a crack. So even though it's stuck in a crack, but the crack is higher up, so it's not called part of the keli, so if the tumor touches it, it's like it didn't touch the keli. But it's not evil, because it's less than the kezayas, and it's stuck in the crack. So it's saying as follows. The second lashon holds that one of the two benefits is enough. Less than the kezayas is enough reason to let it remain there, as long as it's in some kind of crack. Even though it's not also the chazik. All kezayas has to be in the omok masel chazik. That's the first lashon. Again, first lashon holds less than the kezayas, wherever it is, even not osir lechazik, as long as there's one advantage, less than the kezayas. A kezayas has to be in a mokum osir lechazik. If a mokum osir lechazik, there's one advantage. Even though it's a kezayas, it's mutzvah to let it remain there, and therefore it's part of the keli, and it's chaitzitz, and it's not eva. So that's the first lashon. Say that aside. The line before the last, again, repeat it. He's talking about less than a kezayas. Avo bapochet me kezayas, afil avokim sheino osu lechazek. First we'll say, eina eva. Don't have to bother getting rid of it. But still you have to realize that if it's not the mokim, she osu lechazek, it's in a place where you don't need it to mend the keli. So then, it's not bottled to the keli. And still, although, it's still not eva. Less than kezayas, as long as it's stuck in any crack at all, even a non-essential crack, you're not eva. But it's not bottled. And therefore, ain't no chaitzit. That's an important point you have to study here. Again, before we're talking, as far as Pesach is concerned, so the first lashon holds, less than kezayas, you don't have to have mokim osir lechazik. A kezayas is only if it's mokim osir lechazik. Now, if you say less than a kezayas, but mokim shein osir lechazik, you're not eva. So you might think you're not eva because less than a kezayas is bottle, not bottle, because it's not a mokim osir lechazik. So since it's not bottle, so therefore we say it should be chaisitz. It's not part of the keli. He says, no, it's not chaisitz. So when it comes to tumah, it's considered part of the keli. As far as Pesach is concerned, you don't have to get rid of it, because it has a mile of being less than the kezayas. So get that point? I'll say it once more. Less than the kezayas, no matter where it is, even the mokim she'ein osu lechazik. Now, it's not just stuck on the side of the keli, it's in the crack. That's important, it's in the crack. But the crack is not essential to be plugged up. So therefore, less than the kezayas, we say, is not eva. Kezayas would be eva. But you need some essential place. And a non-essential place, a kezayas would be eva. Less than kezayas is not eva, you can let it stay there. But you might think if it's not eva, it's bottled to the keli. And their shells would touch it, the Kehle is talking. It says, not bottled to the Kehle. Even though it's not able, not bottled to the Kehle. It's an in-between state. You don't have to get rid of it, but it's stuck in a place, a crack, but it's not part of the Kehle, cannot also the Chazik. And therefore, if a dead shells would touch it, it's not considered a separate thing. It's part of the Kehle. So as far as Tumah, it's part of the Kehle. And as far as Chametz, it's not part of the Kehle. And still, you're allowed to keep it. Eino Eino. Say it once more, the last part. Avol Kochas Mikazayis, Afilu Babokim Sheino Selechazek, even though it's in the crack higher up in the Kehle. So we say less than the Kazayis is bottle. If it's bottle, so it's not Chetzes. And it's Eino Eino. That's all Pasha. You got the track. Again. Avol Kochas Mikazayis, Afilu Babokim Sheino Selechazek, even though it's not essential for the mending of the Kehle, it's higher up, still we say, Pochah Begezayis in a crack is bottle. Since it's bottle, it's not Chayzis, it's part of the Kehle. It's Pochah, say this out. Lashon holds that a Kezayis is only a bottle if it's a Mokim Osir Lechazik. But a Pochah Begezayis is bottle in any crack, even not Osir Lechazik. Just say that and we go on later. A kezayis is only bottle if it's a mokum osir lechazik. And a pochah mekezayis is bottle in any crack, even not osir lechazik. Now, if it's bottle, so it's not chesed v'tumah. If it's not bottle, it's chesed v'natum. Tanya v'lein kevishne basre. The second lesson, remember, holds. It's never a bottle unless it has two advantages. It has to be less than the kezayis, and must be also the chazik. What's the shibbet yitzka reva? The mokim also the chazik. Ain't a chayitzit. But then it's part of the kezayis. So ain't a eva. It's not eva. But that's only the pochim and kezayis we're talking. Less than the kezayis. The mokim also the chazik. It's a bottle to the Kehle, that's why it's not Chesis, like the Kehle itself, it's not Eva. Remokim Sheino Silechazik, or there's less than the Kezias, it's considered like something that does not belong in the Kehle, I said, remove it, but Pesach, therefore it's Chesis for the Tumen, for Eva. But Medra, I'm moving the Pochas Mekezias. Abol Kezias, nothing will help. It never belongs to the Kehle. Afilo Bemokim Silechazik, it's considered something alien to the Kehle, a strange thing, chayitzes, and it's eva. So when I ask kashi and adoli, it's a kashi for one ba'ais from the other. The first ba'ais said it's not muta, it's muta even though only one advantage, less than the kezayis, or it's mokim osir lechazik ima kezayis. And the second lashon says you have to have two advantages, less than the kezayis and mokim osir lechazik. It's a kashi, say that inside.
Okay.
Omar Abune. So Abune says, since we see such a contradiction, so we have to go to Choma. So Same Kilse erase the more lenient Baraisa, Mikame Chamiyata, because of the more Choma Dikabais. So the first Baraisa we erase. And Rabbi Yosef Omar Tanoi Shakalt Melm, did you take the Tanoim out of the world? We don't have Tanoim. I'll show you, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. That's where we stop. Rabbi Yosef is going to bring him a Machlekes Tanoim in this matter, and therefore the two Baraisas are both authentic Baraisas, but said by two different Tanoim. Say that, that's where we stop. So at first, Rav Huna thought it's two separate Perushim on the Mishnah, and therefore we have to take the one that's more Choma, the second one. But Rabbi Yosef Omar Tanoi Shakal Tomeal, you're taking all the Tanoim out of the world, it means. You don't have Tanoim. Tanoim is a Machlekes Tanoim. They are both valid Svaras of Tanoim. I bring a Tanoim. Tanoim are different on this subject. Now at first, it doesn't look like it's the same subject. We'll soon see it's the same subject, however. The Tanoim HaPaz She'ipsha. When bread of Chometz became moldy, it's not fit for you to eat anymore.
still chayiv levoy. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. Or it's not fit to eat. Mibnei sheroi l'shechato. God is fit to grind it up into powder. Ulechameyavo, and to leaven with it. Chamei, like the chametz. Kamisus acheos. That powder can cause other doughs to become leaven. So since it has a power like se'oya, like yeast, so therefore even though it's not fit to eat by itself, it's chametz. That's one thing. That's not our subject, however. That's just brought in because it's the beginning of the story there. And he says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, amen. When do you say that even bread, no matter how old it is chametz? Because old bread, you can grind up and use it for yeast. If it's standing to eat, avol kofes, sure. But a chunk of dough, sourdough, kofes means a chunk, sort of sourdough. It means old dough that hardened. Sheyichdol leyeshiva, if he assigned it to sit on it, like a footstool, but tail is bottled. So now you have a chametz to get chair, and you can keep it during Pesach, because you assigned it for a chair. You made it bottle from its status, its role as bread food, and now you assigned it as a chair. Now it seems that that's his own opinion. Midi Oma, since Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the tailor, it seems that he's dipping with the Tanakhama. Because we infer that Tanakhama is a little bit tailor. But Tanakhama, so you can take this footstool and grind it up, and you can make a yeast out of it. The footstool is what it is, it's old dough. So it's good. You can grind it up and make a powder to make chametz, other doughs. So even though he assigned it for a role as a chair, Tanakhama holds it doesn't become butter. So what do we see here? Alma we see, kasava, Tanakhama holds, kol kezayis, any chametz, the size of a kezayis, a footstool, the size of a kezayis, that chunk of dough. Afal gavdin me batel, even though he makes it bottle, by assigning it for some other purpose, low bottle. So that's the machlegin between the Tanakhama and the Shimon and the Laza. So what do we see now? Suppose he would assign a kezayis of a dough for the purpose of acting like glue in a crack, let's say at the bottom, where it's essential to mend it. So Tanakhama says, we don't care if it's a kezayis, it's always considered chametz, because even no matter how old it is, you can grind it up and use it to make chametz other dough. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, once it's in the crack, it's a place where it's good for mending the keli, so therefore it's considered no longer dough, it's considered like paste, like wood, like clay, and it's bottle. So now we see that the two lashonos are a machlekes. The one that says a kezayis is never a bottle no matter where it is a Tanakhama. The one that says a kezayis can be bottle. If it's stuck in the crack at the bottom where you need it to mend, it is bottle. So Shimon the Lazar say that. Omar Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Teiras to the Kezayas. You answer the Kezayas. A good answer. The one that says the Kezayas at the bottom, the Mokemos of the Chazik, does become bottle, is Rav Shimon the Lazar says that if you assign even a big piece of chametz for a mechanical purpose, not for food purposes, like to make a footstool or to make it mending paste, it's bottle. The other Tana that says that a kezayis is never a bottle, even though it's a mokemos lechazik, is like the Tana Kame, who says you cannot take chametz, food, and say it's not food anymore, it's a footstool, and you shouldn't behave. No. A kezayis, even if it's in a place where it can be used for mechanical purpose, like paste, to mend the bottom of the areva, or to use it as a chair, a footstool, and never a bottle. So that you answered already. But the question is pochet me. I first talk over once more how he answered kezayis. Omer Abayis, teras tovi kezayis. You've answered the Akasha on Kizayas. That this is a Tanakhama who says even who says the Kizayas is never a bottle, even though he intended to let it stay there as a mechanical purpose. And the other opinion that it says, a Kizayas, when Mokamosu Lechazik does become bottle, it's Rabbi Shimon Lozor. He says you can make a footstool out of hummus. Now, what Pochas Bekezayas made to Rashi, he didn't answer the contradiction of Pochas Bekezayas. But Rabbi Shimon Lozor, all he's talking about the heta, when it's permissible, if you were assigning it not for food. But Pochas Bekezayas, we learn in one of these two statements above, that even if it's not in a place where it's essential, where it's mechazik, still it's bottle. Who would say such a thing? Because they're machlikas, or they're kasha, from one on the other. One statement said, pochas mechazayas is only a bottle if it's at the bottom, mokimosu lechazik. Elsewhere it's not bottle, even pochas mechazayas. And the other sheet, elsewhere it's also a bottle. So the question is, who is a Tana that will say Pochas Mechazayas is not bottle, Pochas Mechazayas is bottle, even though it's not in Mokim Asher Chazon? Who is that Tana? Where do you find that Tana? Shimon Elozo and the Tana Kame are not talking about such a case. Their machlekes is, if a man assigned chomis for a mechanical purpose. So there, Tana Kame says, it's never a bottle. Shimon Elozo says, it's a bottle, even though it's a Kezayas. But now we're talking about a Pochas Mechazayas, which is not in a place where it's needed. It's stuck in a place where it's not, also the house is not needed. And still one of these two b'raises says, it's bottle. The other one says not. One said, it's bottle. So the question is, how can you explain these two? Where do you find Tanoim who will justify this contradiction, or some svara to justify the contradiction between the two b'raises? Again, the first b'raise holds that Pochas Mechazayas can be even in a non-essential place. Still, it's bottle. And second rise holds, even Pochas Mechazayas has to be in an essential place, Mokosi Lechazik, to be bottle. So the question is, why should the first Baraisa say such a thing, that Pochas Mechazayas should be bottle, even though you don't need it in some essential place? But Shimon Elozo is not talking about chomets that you leave it in a non-essential place. He's only a matter if you're meyachid it for a chair or something. But when you find a pochas mechazayas in some place in the areva where it's not needed to amend the keli, why should anybody say it's not bottle? And why anybody say it's bottle? Sick and talk over now. Once more, in a simplified way, you gave an answer on the kezayas. There we can see some machlekes, tanekame, and the Shimon Elozor, if a piece of dough is assigned for a mechanical purpose, is no longer chametz or not? That's machlekes. But less than the Kezayas, where it's not used for mechanical purpose, in a place where it's not needed, where do you find the machlekes about that? That you can justify the two different opinions? Again, less than the Kezayas, where the first opinion says, we don't care where it is, since the less than Kezayas is bottled. The second opinion says, no, it has to be in an essential crack at the bottom. Where do you find opinions of Tanoim that will justify that machlekes? It has nothing to do with the Shimon Elozor machlekes. Shimon Elozor and Tanoim have a machlekes. If you nullify it from food and you assign a mechanical purpose, is it a bottle or not? But here we're talking in the first baraisa where he has less than the kezayas, it's not necessary to amend the keli. It's in a non-essential place. And still that Tana holds, you can let it stay there, in the Chai Levaya. And second one says, you are Chai Levaya. Where do you find Tanoim with difference, such a subject, of something that's not necessary for mending purposes, whether you're Chai Levaya or not? So the Kashi wants more, make it right. So where do you find a Machlekes that will parallel this Machlekes if Pochas Mechazayas, even though it's not bottled from food, even though it's not for mechanical purpose, it should be mutter to let it remain on Pesach or not? What do you find such a machlekes? Elo, Abai answers as follows. Both of these statements are Rabbi Shimon Elozor. Not like we said above. It's all Rabbi Shimon of Osir. Only the expression Mokim Osir Lechazik that's used in the first Baraisa and the Mokim Osir Lechazik used in the second Baraisa have separate different meanings. Lukash Ho be Mokim Lisha. Osir be Mokim Lisha. It means there are two kinds of Mokim Osir Lechazik. One is at the bottom, like we said above, where you pour in the water, and there it's more essential that it should be mended in the cracks. The water comes out of the cracks. Higher up, where the water doesn't come, water rests at the bottom. Higher up is just the dough. So there, mending the cracks is not as essential, because dough usually doesn't come out of the cracks. But it could come in useful too, to mend there too. But it's less useful. However, there's a place even higher up where it doesn't serve any purpose at all in mending. Let's say, on the rim of the keli. On the rim, it's a wooden keli on the rim. And there are cracks in the rim. There, it doesn't make any difference. Those cracks never serve any purpose at all. Now, the first baraisa says, Mokomo Silachazik means the bottom. So if at the very bottom there's a kezias of dough, so Shimon HaLoza says a bottle, but it serves a mechanical purpose. It's like a kufas soya that he yichta li yeshiva. He assigned it here as a plug to mend the keli. So even a kezias is bottle. The second baraisa said a kezias is not bottle, because there mokom osir lechazik doesn't mean at the bottom where you mechazik it so the water shouldn't run out. It means higher up, you're mechazik it that no dough should come out during your process of kneading. That's not so essential. A little higher up on the vessel, but there's no water, the water's at the bottom. But while you're pressing the dough, if there's a crack, maybe some dough will go into the crack. So it's useful to mend it, not so important. So there, a kezias is not bottle. Less than kezias is bottle there. Now, suppose higher up on the rim, everybody will hold that even less than a kezias is not bottle and it's higher levoya. So all these two baraisa are Shimon HaLoza. So I'll say now the first baraisa over once more about the pair. Then I say the second baraisa. According to Nukshat. Remember, we're following only Rabbi Shimon HaLoza, who says, once you assign it to a real mechanical purpose, it's no longer called chametz. Now, the first advice. When you have a crack at the very bottom, it's more kemosi lechazik, where there's water there. There, it's most essential to mend it. A kezias at the bottom is bottle. It's like assigning it for a footstool. It's mending. Less than a kezias can be even in a higher up crack, but not so essential. But suppose it's all the way up at the top where it doesn't help at all, there even less than a kezias would not be bottled. That's what the first baraisa would say. Again, if it's a kezias at the very bottom, that's more kemosu lechazi, even a whole kezias is bottle. A little higher up, only less than a kezias is bottle. Whole kezias is not bottle, because it's not so essential there. The second baraisa comes to talk about not a crack at the very bottom. More kemosu lechazik the dough, not the water. Second baraisa is talking if the crack is a little higher up on the side. So there, a kezias won't help. If it's stuck there, it's not bottled. But less than kezias is bottled there. But in a place where it's not also the hazik leash, like all the way up, it doesn't help for the dough either. So there, even less than the kezias is not bottled. You can say that right now. So once more, the same. The two baraisas are using the expression mokim osir lechazik in a different way. The first baraisa, mokim osir lechazik, means the very bottom. Mokum Enos Alachazik means the size. The second Baha'i says Mokum Shos Alachazik means the size. And Enos Alachazik means the top. So now, first Baha'i says, if Kezayas were Mokum Shos Alachazik at the bottom, is bottle. But if it's on the sides, only Pochas Mekezayas is bottle. Kezayas is not bottle on the side. The second Baha'i says, Mokum Shos Alachazik the sides, Pochas Mekezayas is bottle. But if it's on the top, then even Pochas Mekezayas is not bottle. That's as easy as could be. Say it once more, and we go right there. Omer Rav Ashi, Lo Tema, don't say, Shelo B'mokem Lisha, would mean Agave, the agave, the outside of the rim. You might say outside of the rim. There, even Pochav Mekezayas is not bottle. But the outside of the rim, let's say stuck in a crack on the outside of the rim. There, certainly is not needed at all. That's what you might learn pshat. But on the rim, but on the top of the rim, in the rim itself, there are cracks. You might think there, it's a needed mending. He says, no. Ela sivse de agne. On the rim of the kneading vessel is also called a place where you don't need it at all. Don't think it means on the outside of the vessel. It's not needed. If you find a less than a kezias of chametz, it's not needed there. Let's say there's a crack that's on the just on the outside of the rim. You can't see it on the top of the rim, on the outside of the rim. And the piece of dough is stuck in that crack. So you might think over there it's not bottle. But suppose the crack would be in the top of the rim? Maybe there is a bottle. He says, no. Even the top of the rim is not bottle, because it's not needed there either. So he might say, Peter, certainly. Why tell us that? Certainly. So he says, no, you have to tell us that. Now they say, what did you might say? Zimna, sometimes the ativ that the dough drips over the sides. Umotilosum, and the dough reaches, just turning over the rim where that crack is, and the dough might get stuck into the crack. So since the crack is pasted up with a piece of hard old dough, it's like mending on the outside in a place that sometimes comes in handy. From Mashbalon, that's never handy. Such a thing is so unimportant that we don't consider that mending the case. Once more. Imagine you have here a vessel, and on the rim there's no crack. But there's a crack outside of the back, just in the back. So I might think, since he's telling us that over here it's nothing at all. Over here it's nothing at all, doesn't help at all. So I might think, why not? Maybe there it does help something. Sometimes the dough overlaps. He says, no, we're not worried about that. I think I'm going to change the pshat a little bit, just 1 second. So when it says pshita certain as a pshat, that the rim is also considered entirely superfluous. A crack in the rim is entirely superfluous. Certainly. So why do you have to tell me it means the rim and not the back of the rim? He's talking about the rim. But the back of the rim doesn't help at all. Here's a vessel. And outside the vessel, on the back of the rim, there's a crack. The plug of that crack doesn't help at all. But I might think, in the top of the rim, if there's a crack, it helps. It's useful. Why is it useful? Sometimes while you kneading the dough, so the dough piles up and it's lying on the rim. So there's a mend, if you mend the rim itself, it's also something. He says, no, we don't care for that. To mend the rim, we don't care. To mend below the rim, where you're kneading the dough, you're pushing the dough, and as you push with force, you might push it into the crack. So therefore, Pochas Mekezayas, in such a crack, which is also the chazik the dough, is considered bottle. But suppose a crack in the rim, that's nothing at all. It doesn't help. So don't think it means, when does it not help? If the crack is behind the rim. But if a crack in the rim does help, because sometimes the dough climbs on top of the rim. No. Even the crack in the rim doesn't help. We're not patient, sometimes the dough would come and lie on the rim itself. So you can say that over yourself. He said, you shouldn't think, when does it not become bottle? When the crack is in the back, for the crackers on the top of the rim, it does become bottle? He said, no. Even though the crackers on the top, it also doesn't become bottle. Because it's not useful. So why tell me that, Pshita? She said, no, I might think the crack on the top does have some usefulness, but sometimes the dough comes out of the vessel and lies on the top of the rim. She says, this is nothing. And therefore, the top of the rim doesn't help at all to make it bottle. Only the crack is below the rim. Then, Pachas Megidayas can become bottle. Right inside. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Avocha Kemishimin Alosu. Now, me, Vipaskin, I came in both things, that when he has a kofes shoyer, a lump of dough, and he assigns it for a footstool, it's bottle. Or, when he has even the kezias of dough stuck in a hole at the bottom of the areva where the water collects, it's bottle. Even the kezias. For I dig my anus, not so. When do we follow Rabbi Shimon Alozer that if he assigns a big chunk of dough for a footstool, it's bottle, and you can keep it on Pesach, only if you smeared it over with clay, then betela, that is bottle from the status of food. So we see, if you smeared it, yes, lo toch lo, didn't smear it, not. So we see you have to cover it up with clay in order to make it lose the status of food. So how can you say a paskin like Rabbi Shimon Alozer, who just held by merely by assigning it for a footstool, it becomes bottle? Say this out. One that learns the condition of toch does not hold that Rav paskin like Rabbi Shimon Alozer. One that says paskin Rabbi Shimon Alozer does not hold the condition of toch. And so said, have two lashedis. One lashon holds, Rav holds, you have to smear it over with clay in order to keep it on pace. Rav holds, no, just by assigning it for a footstool. So let's say, if they order from the caterer a giant challah for a wedding, and then after the wedding, nobody had used the challah. And now Pesach is approaching. But wants to keep the challah as a memento, so you have to smear it. You can't just assign it for a footstool. You have to smear it over with clay. You make clay, a whole coating of clay, then you can hold on to it and keep it forever. Say a little piece up to here. Some say with this follows. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Ein halacha k'shimin ha'elazo. We don't paskin like him. Why? Omar Yisro Barash, Omar Rav. Im toch b'nei betit b'teila. So he makes two statements. One, the Rav did not paskin like him, because Rav requires that you have to smear it over with dough. Say that. According to this lashon, that Rav does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon Alozer, so then the hetal he learned above, a kezias of chametz, of dough that's stuck in the bottom of an areva, the hetal goes lost now. Since the only reason we justified it was by Rabbi Shimon Alozer, who said a mechanical use for chametz makes it no longer food. But we don't paskin like him. So therefore, a kezias of dough stuck in the bottom of areva, we won't be matir to keep it on Pesach. According to this sack, we don't paskin Rabbi Shimon Alozer. Unless you painted it over. If you painted it over with paint, then it's something else. Otherwise, we just let it stay there, that dough stuck in areva at the bottom is not bottle. A kezias is not bottle. Say that. Suppose you have two pieces less than the kezias, and they're stuck on areva, on a kneading trough, in such a way that there's mutter to keep during Pesach. Less than kezation, they're stuck in cracks where it's mutter to keep during Pesach. Like we learn, cracks, even in the middle of the sides, mokim osi l'chazik lishe, or it's not l'chazik d'mayim, so it cracks in this side with less than a kezias, it's mutter to keep. Suppose, however, there are two cracks with two pieces less than a kezias. B'chut shel botzik b'neim, but there's a thread of dough that connects the two pieces. So the question is, does that thread of dough make the two pieces the whole kezayis? Let me see. Kol she'ilu yinot lachu. If you take hold of the thread, don't forget, it's dry dough. So you take hold of the thread of dough, when you tol imo, and the two pieces come out once you pull on the thread, it's chayla wa imla. Suppose you pulled on the thread and it breaks, and the two pieces don't come out, so it's separate pieces, and it's chayla wa imla. Say that. Omar ulo, when do we say that if you have two separate pochas mikizeshim in two places on the areva, two cracks, you can let them remain there during Pesach, elo be areva, only in areva, because in areva they're stuck in the cracks. This little piece is stuck in one crack, other piece stuck in another crack, and they're not going to come together. It won't become a whole kezayis. But suppose you have two pieces of chametz less than a kezayis in the house, let's say, over there and over there, on the floor. So we say, chai, little boy, I have to get rid of it. My time of why? Although less than the kezayis, let's say you're not chayav levoya, you are. You have to get rid of two pieces less than the kezayis. Why? The zimnin, the konish, sometimes you'll sweep it together. They're sweeping the house. So they sweep together sometimes. You know, fully got out of the fall together. So they have all kezayis. And it'll be eva, be the araisa. So that's why in a house, there's no heta. In a areva, they're stuck in cracks. But in a house, when you sweep, even they're stuck in cracks in the house. Let's say they're stuck in the floor. Some floors were boards. And between the boards, chametz dough fell and dried. So you all say, well, it's in a crack. It's like a mending. Because dirt can't get in now where the dough is mending the crack. So you might let it stay there. Less than the kezayis. No, because when you're sweeping the floor energetically, you might sweep together the pieces and come together and become a whole kezayis. Say that. Boy, you're asking them to sell. Bias Valia Mount. Their upstairs was not as luxurious as our upstairs. Their upstairs was upstairs with a hole in the middle of the ceiling. And you went upstairs by a ladder. So suppose that they have kezayis downstairs, stuck in the floor, have kezayis upstairs. So when you sweep out the upstairs, sometimes it might fall down through that hole in the bottom. So what's the deal? Do you say there we're not worried about it because they're two separate floors? Or even there we're afraid it might sweep from upstairs, it might fall downstairs, and join the bottom one. Another question. By Yisrael Chsadramar, a house, mean a room, and the porch in front of the room. That's less liable to sweep from the house into the porch into the house. But still, maybe, it might happen. So half kezayis here, half kezayis stuck over here, half kezayis stuck over there. Do you have to chayav levoya or not? Suppose you have two rooms and you have to go through one room to get to the other room. And each room there's a half of a kezayis stuck in the floor. What's the deal? You have to get rid of it because you might sweep together the two rooms or not. That's all learning in this subject.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.